Father, we lift our hands of heaven to you and surrender. We are nothing without you. Our hope, our strength, and our life is in you. Please, Holy Spirit, quicken us and revive us. Search us through. Empty us of self and fill us with you. Wash our spirit, soul, and body with the blood of Christ. And establish your kingdom in us and through us, that we may be one with you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah. Would y'all mind turning to Mark chapter 1? Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Would you read it with me? Now after John was put into prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying the time was fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, Andrew, his brother, casting the net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Now, isn't that wonderful? Is there anybody you walked up to and said, follow me, and they dropped everything and followed you yet? Hallelujah, but I'll tell you, it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming, but it's very powerful here because when Jesus was out preaching, repent and behold, the kingdom of God is at hand, what he was saying was God's authority and protection is at hand for you. God's authority, the eternal kingdom of God, God's authority and protection was at hand for anyone that was willing to follow him. In fact, the word believe means to follow. So those guys, those disciples, when Jesus went up to them and he said, follow me, they believed him. They didn't even understand why. They didn't get it yet. They just dropped everything. They just knew that there was something. Because see, it wasn't anything to do intellectually. It was to have to do something spiritually. It was like they just knew that they were drawn and they had to follow him no matter what the cost. And then as they began to get taught by the Spirit, they began to realize why they were following him. Does everybody understand that? See, sometimes it's not, you don't have to figure it all out yet. You just got to get up and follow. And again, the word believe means to follow. And if we're not a follower, we're not a believer. But Jesus was saying, listen, if you want my authority, and if you want my protection, again, if you want my authority and you want my protection, which is the kingdom of God, you must follow me. You must learn my ways. Does everybody understand? And let me share something with you. God's protection is going to be one of the very important things that we are needed to have in these last days. Not only by staying in his will, now I want you to get this, but by staying in his will. You must stay in his will for the protection of God to be manifest in your life. When you move out of God's will, you move out of God's protection. Everybody with me? So in these last days, which we are in right now, we must be protected by the hand of God. But he says, you must follow me to be protected. The Bible tells us in the book of Peter, and I'm not going there, that the devil seeks who he can devour. He's looking for someone that is out of the protection of the Lord to devour them. Just like sheep that are in a flock, he tries to draw the one sheep out so he can eat them up. And it's the same thing right now in the spirit. The devil is out seeking whom he can devour, and he knows his time is short, so he's doing more things than he's ever done before. He knows that his time is so short that he's trying to destroy as much as he can right now. That's why in the end times there'll be more wars, rumors of war. Many people will fall. Many people will go astray. They'll fall from the faith. They'll start doing their own thing. Because the attack of the enemy is going to be greater and greater and greater than ever before. Is everybody with me? So in this, by doing the will of God, you are maintaining the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is with authority, provision, and protection. I'm going to say it one more time. The kingdom of God is with authority, provision, and protection. Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 31. Let's read this together. What does it say? Therefore, do not what? Do not worry. Oh, man, don't worry. Be happy. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that what you need. But first what? Seek. Seek first the what? The kingdom of God. Which, what is the kingdom of God again? God's what? Authority, provision, and protection. First seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which is His will, isn't it? And all these things will be what? Added to you. Not just given to you, added. In other words, it's going to constantly add in your life. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. It's amazing how many people are still worried about tomorrow. Listen, if you do God's will today, what's waiting for you tomorrow is what you're doing today. Hello. So if you're doing the will of God, the kingdom of God is being manifested. And the kingdom of God is, again, authority, provision, and protection. So what we're doing is we're seeking the protection by doing His will, because His will is righteousness. It is unseen protection, provision, and authority. Or unseen authority, provision, and protection, however you want it. Are you with me? It's unseen. But you know what? It manifests in the natural realm, doesn't it? Go to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings 17. Start at verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel is before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. In other words, Elijah was proclaiming a famine. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to what? Feed you there. In other words, God was providing provision as He was calling the famine. Now, I want you to understand something, that judgment from the Lord, there's always famine and pestilence in war. It always has to do with God's judgment. Now, God's judgment is not God's wrath. God's judgment is the shaking and awakening before the wrath. Because nobody escapes the wrath. Are you listening? Except for those who are right with God. So in this, Elijah proclaims a famine because Ahab is disobedient to the will of God, who was the king at that time. And there was going to be a period of time where there would be a famine, but the Lord was providing to His people. And He told Elijah, go by the brook, and I'm going to feed you. And I'm going to send ravens that are going to bring you meat and bread. Now, is that powerful? Why? Because he was doing the will of God, wasn't he? And by doing the will of God, the kingdom of God is manifesting with all authority, provision, and protection. Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1 and verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God, these are angels, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them, because Satan had to check in too. And the Lord said to Satan, from where did you come? Like he didn't know. He's trying to make sure Satan was still either telling the truth or lying. So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on the earth. Then the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? Now God was actually setting up Satan. Unfortunately, Job was the bait. He said, if you consider my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil. And Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a what? Hedge around him and around his household and around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Ooh. So we see that there was a hedge of protection. See, Satan could see it, but you know what? The carnal man couldn't see it because it was unseen protection. It was supernatural. Satan could not get to Job. He couldn't touch him because he was doing the will of God. Does everybody understand that? And we are going to need this protection in these last days more than you realize. I'm telling you, the powers of darkness, hell, God from the pit is releasing the more demonic activity right now. More and more demonic activity will be continually to be released, and it'll be done because the Lord is allowing it. It's going to tighten up his children. And those who are doing the will of God will have authority. They'll have protection, and they'll have provision. And those who are not doing the will of God will be swept. They'll go through struggles and trials. They'll be coming to you for help. The purpose of it is for shaking. Remember, judgment is for shaking and awaking, to bring those who have been distant from him closer. And because you will be provided, you will be protected, and you will have authority, they will come to you looking for help. Job had a hedge of protection that no devil in hell could get through. In fact, if it wasn't for God that allowed Satan to kill Job's cattle and livestock, which he offered to the Lord because he was protected by the blood, the blood offerings, even his family. There we all right. It was an unseen protection. Let's go to Mark 16 and verse 16. Say, okay, lift your hands and get a drink, will you? Fill them, Lord. Fill us. Everybody call on Phyllis. Phyllis and overflow. In Mark 16:16, would you read it? And he who, what's the word believe mean? Follows. And he who follows and is baptized will be saved. Now this baptism is not baptism of water, it's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. But he who does not believe or follow will be what? Condemned. And these signs will follow those who follow, or those who what? Believe. In my name they will what? Cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents and make shoes of them. No. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, they'll by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will what? They will recover. Now, is that authority? Amen. But he says again, you got to follow. In other words, by following, you're doing the will of God. So authority will follow those who maintain the position of doing the will of God. Now, there is a place of position. There's a place where everything is released. It is the same place that God established with Moses. It's called the secret place. That's where you and I must maintain. A place called the secret place. Go to Psalm 91. You mean I said all that for this? Yep. Yeah. Because the will of God cannot be manifested if you're not in the secret place. You just can't. You'll be trying to do everything in the flesh. And by sowing in the flesh, you reap corruption. But there is a place called the secret place. And in Psalm 91 and verse 1. See, God's going to try to cause his children to run to the secret place. That's why judgment's coming. He's trying to get everybody into the secret place. Verse 1, would you read it with me? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him I will trust. In this secret place, it's called the Most Holy Place in the tabernacle. There are three chambers in the tabernacle, the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. And the most holy place was known as the secret place, and that's where the Ark of the Covenant was. And in the Ark of the Covenant, you had the manna that was fed to them. You have the tablets that were inscribed by the fingers of God or the commandments. You have the incense. You also have the rod of Aaron, which was the area where we are called to be priests. And all of those things, because the incense represents the prayers of the saints, all of those things are known as the Ark of the Covenant, and you are known as now the Ark of the Covenant. Hello? And in this, on top of the Ark, was a covering which was called the Mercy Seat. And that's where God would speak to Moses many times. He'd also express Himself in His glory. And the priests would sprinkle blood on the ark itself. And there were two cherubim that were like angels, and their wings were touching each other on the mercy seat. And when the Bible says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty, what it means is that you are abiding in the most holy place, in the secret place with the Lord, and you are covered by the wings. Because see, that shadow comes off of the wings, the shadow of those angels, touching each other. When light would shine in there, the shadow came forth from those wings, and it's called the secret place of the Most High. Is everybody with me? And that's where God is trying to get His children. Because of the big storm, I'm telling you, there is a storm that is coming. And in this storm that is coming, it's judgment to this nation, and it's going to cause people to run to the secret place or be directed. But those who are in the secret place and abiding in this place, they will bring protection, provision, and authority. Now, if we dwell in the secret place, we want to be able to use these things that God is providing for us wisely. If it's used unwisely, you'll find yourself slip from the secret place, the protection from the Lord. Because many people will try to sell the provision. They'll try to sell the protection. Are you listening? They'll try to manipulate their authority, to take advantage of individuals, to take advantage of those who are poor and lacking knowledge of the kingdom, and try and bring them into controlling instead of freedom. They'll try to bring them into bondage, and those individuals will slip from the secret place and try to maintain everything that God has provided in the flesh and not the spirit. Go to Psalm 27. Psalm 27 and verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will what? Seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His what? Pavilion. In the what? Secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. So He says, listen, in times of what? Trouble. Are we going to have troubles? Are there perilous times coming? Let me tell you, you betcha. And in this pavilion, it is a pavilion that is unseen by the natural eye. Because the natural man is fighting for the pavilion. The natural man is fighting for the natural provision, will lie and do everything he can to get that natural provision. But it's a false protection. But there is a pavilion granted by the Lord known as the secret place. and it is established by doing the will of God because of your obedience. See, the world is trying to, man, you know, it's like people are trying to build protection around them and try to establish more stronger homes and this and that. And I'm not saying there isn't anything wrong with that. But, you know, when a hurricane or tornado or something hits, man, most of those places are gone. The only thing that protects most of the houses there are the individuals that are in the secret place. And man, there's many testimonies of events of storms that have hit places in this country, and many of them have stood during the storms, and they'd be the only house standing on the whole block because they were covered by the blood of the Lamb. They're doing the will of God. They're hiding in the secret place. They're seeking the Lord and hiding and communing with Him, and the kingdom of God is being manifested with protection, provision, and authority. Go to Psalm 31. Psalm 31, verse 19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. All glory. See, that's that reverence. That's that fear of God where people run to the secret place with the Lord. They reverence Him. They fear Him. They love Him. They're sold out to Him no matter what. Nothing interferes with them, between them and God. Nothing. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the sons of men, you shall what? You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Praise God. Does everybody see that? See, you will be hidden. In other words, yeah, remember when you were a kid, you would say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah, we were lied to then. Because we agreed what everybody said, right? We got all messed up. But see, in the secret place, it don't affect you. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You're not moved by them. You're not moved by what people say or what the doctor says. You're not moved by anything or what the voice of the stranger says. Because in the secret place, the Bible says, the Lord says, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of the stranger, they don't know. And it's only established in the secret place. In other words, they don't follow the voice of the stranger. Plots of men and strife of tongues. Go to Psalm 32 while we're here. In verse 6. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be what? Found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. See, this is where your praise and worship and reverence to God will go up to Him. And He will stretch forth His arm and protect and keep you no matter what. Why? Because you're hiding in the secret place. Is everybody okay? That's why you praise and worship the Lord, isn't it? Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6 and verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the what? Secret place. And your Father sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. Oh, hallelujah. So where's your prayer to be hidden? In the secret place. That's where you go meet your daddy, in the secret place. Go to Psalm 61. Psalm 61. Start at verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. There's your provision. There's your protection. There's your answer. In Proverbs 18, in verse 10, Proverbs 18:10, what does it say? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are what? They are saved. And where is that place? The secret place. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own esteem. In other words, the rich man trusts in his riches, but you and I will be hidden in the secret place and trust in the Lord. Is everybody with me? Go to Psalm 34, and we'll close here. Psalm 34. You know, by maintaining this place in the secret place, in the will of God, and obeying the will of God, and doing the will of God, the kingdom of God being manifested with protection and provision and authority, you're also maintaining something very crucial, and that's covenant. Not only covenant with the Lord, but covenant with the body, so that everybody does their part. You're maintaining covenant with the body because that's the only way that you can become like-minded with the mind of Christ. And by maintaining covenant with the body grows. The kingdom of God is established more and more on the earth. More and more people are saved and rescued and healed and delivered. And more the kingdom of darkness is being brought down. Because see, the Bible says that we take it by force. And we are taking it by force. We've been given authority to take it by warfare and spiritual warfare, by praise and worship, by casting out devils. Now, you're just not casting out devils out of territories, you're casting devils out of people who are willing or unwillingly serving darkness and not knowing it. I'm telling you again that there is a huge storm coming, and it's judgment to this country. And in this judgment, it's nothing but a shaking, awakening, and God is causing his people to run to the secret place. Why? Because his wrath is coming also. But first, his judgment. In Psalm 34 and verse 7, would you read it with me? It says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who what? Fears him and what? Delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is a man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as a contrite spirit. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. Now listen to this. Evil shall slay the wicked. In other words, they'll end up killing each other. And those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. How many all of his servants? And none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Does everybody see that? That's his promises by hiding in the secret place. Again, I want to share with you that we are to be prepared for what's coming. It's time to get closer to the Lord than you've ever before. If you are distant from him, falling away, still doing your own thing, having your own doctrine, it's time to drop it. You and I can't save anybody. But through him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can't do it in our own strength, in our own life. But we can do it in the life of Christ and the anointing of the power of Christ. By declaring the truth. By being a witness of his power. By seeking him and being with him. And hiding in him. You know, the Bible says that he hides us. In other words, that cloak of humility hides you from the enemy. Because you are now walking in the secret place. It's not a place where you just go to sleep. Or you just go to seek God. It's a place that you walk in all the time. Where his protection, his provision, and his authority is established through you to bring glory to his name. Again, I encourage you that when discouragement comes, destroy it. When doubt comes, destroy it. When fear comes, destroy it. When the voice of the stranger comes, destroy it. You have power to call fire down from heaven upon every power of darkness and their foundations to destroy it. You have power in the life and life in your tongue. You can speak life and you can speak death. That has been given to you by God Almighty as a part of your authority. Use it. Stand strong. Be bold. And be ready. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We commit to you our spirit, soul, and body as a living sacrifice. We are honored and blessed, Master. Continue to draw us and hide us in the secret place. Cover us with your wings and feed us from your throne room. Teach us your ways. And establish us in your kingdom, that the name above all names, the name of God, the name of Jesus, be the strong tower for each and every one who calls out on your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.